We get a chance now to welcome in a gentleman who was the former head coach of West Virginia, now the head coach of Arizona. Rich Rodriguez joins us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Doing well. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes to join us, obviously, to talk about Bill Stewart and Coach's passing yesterday. As you heard this news, what's the first thing that's going through your mind?
Well, really, it's a really sad day, certainly for the state of West Virginia and for the football program, and especially for Bill's many friends and family, you know, his wife Karen and son Blaine. You know, Bill was, as I'm sure everybody knows, was a huge family guy, loved his family, was we had a lot of fun. We had a special staff, and our staff was really, really close, you know, those 7 years we were up there, and it was just breaks your heart. But I'm sure he's getting an outpouring of support, and I hope everybody is reaching out to the family. I'm sure all the good folks in West Virginia are doing that.
Hey, Rich, it's Ron Cook. How are you, man?
Hey, Ron, how you been?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining us. Talk about him a little bit as a coach when he was on your staff, and then obviously when you left under some difficult circumstances, he stepped into a difficult circumstance. Can you just talk about him as a coach a little bit?
Yeah, he did. You know, we had, you know, as I said, Ron, we had a special staff. The chemistry was great. I mean, I've been on great staffs, I think, everywhere I've been, but that staff was everybody, and it's kind of everybody had their own personality, and one guy would be louder, one guy would be quiet, and Bill was the one that probably, he had the most infectious personality for the state and for what everything that was West Virginia than anybody, and it rubbed off on all the players, you know, the coaches, and we had a lot of pride, you know, in our program, in our state, but Bill would always talk about New Martinsville and, you know, the old Golden Blue and the Mountaineers, and he'd get pretty fired up too. I mean, we get to playing opponents, and Bill had a kind of certain intensity that everybody kind of saw, especially when he was running those special teams for me. So we had a lot of great memories, and we had a lot of recruiting trips together, and he did a wonderful job with that as well.
Talking Arizona head coach Rich Rodriguez here on Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan on the Rivertown Brewing Hotline. Coach, the one thing that struck me is how many people have spoken about his concern for the student, not just the athlete, but the student and the kids and the people that he brought into the program. Talk a little bit about that and his dynamic with that.
Well, he did. Bill had a very easy demeanor as far as guys, you know, especially the specialists, you know, when he was in charge of the kickers and the punters and the snappers. And then when he was coaching the tight ends and the quarterbacks, he's just getting to know them and then, you know, be able to sit down and laugh and talk and about things outside of football. And I was fortunate that all of my guys, I thought, did that, a great job of that. But Bill was especially good at that, you know, for the guys feeling comfortable to go talk to him and about things outside of football. And Bill would give him great advice. I mean, he would tell him, you know, hey, this is what you're expected to do. And he was straightforward with the guys. He never BS'd them and didn't, you know, say one thing to a guy and all that. He told them straight up exactly where they need to be and what they needed to do. And I think the players always appreciated that.
Can guys like Bill Stewart in today's college football world survive as head coaches, or is it such a different thing now?
Oh, sure. I think every situation is, for a head coach, is being at the right place at the right time and the circumstances that surround you. And, you know, I think, you know, you want to be where you're, you know, for some coaches in particular, there's got to be there's a certain comfort level where you're at. And I think Bill was, as everybody knows and has said, he's extremely comfortable in West Virginia because it was his home and the program he knew about. And you know, when he took over after I left, I mean, he had been there, you know, 7 years with me and a year with Coach Nealon. So he knew the program and knew everything about, you know, West Virginia and all that. And I think that's why that was, you know, that was where Bill felt comfortable at. But, you know, Bill's personality and you know, outside the football thing is, you know, as far as the chemistry on the staff and you know, the way he loved his family and the way he showed it every day was a great example for all of us. And certainly was, I think he showed throughout his tenure, and I'm sure that's why he's getting great, you know, a lot of people telling such great outpouring of support because he surely loved, you know, Bill, you know, Karen and Blaine were his life, and West Virginia was his life, and he showed that every day.
Rich, after Michigan, you took some time off. How good from coaching? How good does it feel back? Good to be back into it. How are they treating you down there, and how are things going at Arizona?
It's been good. Thanks for asking. You know, it was a long year off, but I tried to learn a lot, and I think I'm hungry, and I know I was hungry to return back to coaching, and I'm in a great situation. You know, we know we got a little work to do and all that, but we got a brand new $70 million football building getting built. We got great support from within the university and alumni, and I've got a great staff put together. So we're in a good situation. You know, our league is pretty good. I think it's probably not talked about a lot because we're out here on the West Coast. But, you know, the USC's and Oregon's and Stanford's and all those folks have done a terrific job. We got some work to do to catch them. But we're committed to doing that. The school's committed to doing that. And it's a good situation for me.
Now, I know if they cut you, you bleed West Virginia through and through. That's where you grew up. It's not easy for Pitt fans to root for you. But I got to think they're rooting for you when you play Arizona State this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
Todd Graham did not leave under good circumstances in here. I think I'm speaking for Pittsburgh people. They want to see you kick his butt.
It's interesting in how the situations have played out, and who would have thought that was going to happen. And now they're our rivals up the road, so we think about them a lot, and that's a very, very important game for us. But, you know, I know the new coach at Pitt very well, Paul Christ. He's a close friend of mine. He's a terrific coach, and he's going to do a great job with the Panthers.
Real quickly before we have to let you go, Rich, all this conference realignment, West Virginia ended up in a good place in the Big 12. Was Pitt ending up in a good place in the ACC? You know those programs so intimately.
Yeah, I do, and I think they made timely moves. You know, I think it's not done yet. I know there's talk about Florida State moving and all that. I think we were very, very close to becoming the four super conferences, whether it's 16 or 18 teams, whatever. And I don't think that's dead yet. I think there still may be some movement, but you know, certainly West Virginia positioned themselves in the Big 12 to help, and I think Pitt jumped and got in the ACC, and I think the ACC will be fine. They may be merging or doing something, but it's. The landscape is ever-changing, and it's kind of scary in some regards. I just hope they keep the integrity of the importance of the regular season of college football as relevant as it is right now.
Well, I was going to ask you, what about this whole playoff system that they're trying to come up with, trying to devise? What are your feelings about that?
Well, I understand why, and I think the four team model will work okay. There's always going to be controversy because if you're the number five or six team, you're going to complain. You know, I think the four team will work okay. They can keep the bowls, but I think when you start getting eight or 16 teams, yeah, I think it gets a little dicey, especially more 16 teams. I mean, that's you're playing a lot of football and with a lot of young men without the depth that you probably need to have. So I'd like to see it stay at four at the most and create that little playoff like they have and you know, keep the bowls intact the best they can and move on.
All right. Well, listen, Coach, we really appreciate you taking some time. You'll love Tucson. I don't know how much you've been there before you got there, but it's a great city. I spent some time there, and I'm sure you get up into them Santa Catalina Mountains, man, and it's a great place to look down on.
It is beautiful. 350 days of sunshine, and I really appreciate it. Please keep in touch with me, guys.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it, man.
Good luck. Okay. All right. Take care. Coach Rich Rodriguez.